Shinun hei siv beis. Beis akisi shapnei mayim. If there's a bathroom above the river, in the fashion that which you throw through the bathroom will go into the water, mutar al yidei mechitza tluya. It's also permitted by having a suspended mechitza above the water. You have to make it for this purpose. If you're making it just for tznius, it doesn't help, because it should be clear that it's made for the bottom, not just for the top. If you made something that the tzoya and the water that you're throwing, or you want to go into the water, will not go directly, first it will hit this daf and then it will fall into it, then it's also permitted with that mechitzas, because once again, here you're not directly into the karmelis, you're throwing it to something, and from there it will fall into the karmelis. Like we learned before, if it's just as a result of your act coming to the karmelis, but not directly being thrown into the karmelis, then it's permitted. The same idea we saw before, that if the tzoya will hit the side of the wall above 10 tefachim, and then from there roll into the karmelis, also permitted. If you made that daf for the tzoya to go there, so it can go directly into the water, but it broke on Shabbos, then since it happened on Shabbos, you have no way of fixing it up. Therefore, you could just use it, even though you are causing your tzoya to go from the shusiyav to the karmelis. They permitted that because of covenant breeze.